Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump has lost his ability to tweet from his personal account. Twitter Friday permanently suspended @RealDonaldTrump, citing risk of inciting violence after this week's attack on the Capitol by his supporters. After the attack, Trump had tweeted praise for the rioters and repeated false claims about election fraud. Twitter also Friday suspended Trump's campaign account and deleted posts from his official presidential account. Trump says he's looking into building his own platform. This week's mob siege of the U.S. Capitol will not stop President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration from taking place on the building's west front on January 20th. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
The two senators heading the inaugural committee, Republican Roy Blunt and Democrat Amy Klobuchar, said in a statement, "The breach and attack will not stop the inauguration from going forward on the outdoor platform erected for the occasion." They said, quote, "The outrageous attack will not stop us from affirming to Americans and the world that our democracy endures." Reviews are underway about how and why extremists were able to force their way into the building, loot from leaders' offices, and roam the Senate floor. Security will certainly be at a much higher level on the 20th, as it is for every presidential inauguration. President Trump has now made it clear he will not attend. He'll be the first president since Andrew Johnson, who was also impeached, to skip his successor's inauguration. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said she had warned Republican leaders that divisive rhetoric could lead to violence.
8 months ago, I called on President Trump. I spoke with Vice President Pence. I reached out to the Republican leadership here at our Capitol and asked them to help bring down the heat. None of them did a darn thing.
The Michigan State Capitol had been attacked by a mob of armed militia members last year. A group opposed to her efforts to control the pandemic reportedly planned to kidnap and kill her. Stocks ended the week at new record highs despite political turmoil and a disappointing jobs report. The Dow rose more than 56 points. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
All the major stock indexes pushed higher into record territory. The S&P 500 index rose more than 0.5%, while the NASDAQ jumped more than 1%. Those gains come in spite of a worse-than-expected jobs report showing U.S. employers cut 140,000 jobs last month. Daily deaths from the pandemic are also breaking records, and that's taking a toll on economic activity, especially in restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Investors are counting on more help from the incoming Biden administration to prop up the economy. The odds of that increased this week with Democrats winning both runoff elections in Georgia to flip control of the U.S. Senate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. A fire broke out early Saturday morning in a hospital in western India. Officials say 10 babies died. They were between the ages of 1 and 3 months. They were being treated in the intensive care unit. Police suspect the fire was started by an electrical short circuit. European Union regulators say a single vial of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine may be used for as many as 6 doses, one more than the original product information states. Terry Schultz reports.
The European Medicines Agency says with a specific syringe and needle combination, it's possible to extract 6 portions of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Even with a standard syringe and needle, the regulatory agency says 5 doses should be available. This information came in a recommendation by the EU Medicines Agency to update the product information accompanying the vials. The European Commission announced today it's doubled its order from Pfizer-BioNTech up to a total of 600 million vials. With the new recommendation, that means a lot more people getting the shots. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was the first one approved in the European Union. The Moderna vaccine was authorized this week, and the agency says it expects to get an application next week from AstraZeneca. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is threatening to develop more advanced nuclear weapons in response to what he called hostile American policies. He described the United States as North Korea's biggest enemy. He said North Korea would not misuse its nuclear weapons, but is expanding its military and nuclear capability because of the danger of a U.S. invasion. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.